All right, so let's jump into the motivation section. Now, I am going to really challenge you to, I mean, you've already obviously made the commitment to stay with me through this, but I really challenge you to kind of listen into this section and really, really take it in. So I made this downloadable for you so that you'd be able to go back on your MP3 player, on your phone or whatever, and actually come back to this section and listen to it a few times, because this is something that took me actually like several months to really get into my head. I heard it in a bunch of different ways, and I'm going to try and explain it to you in the most clear way that I can. But know that this is a concept that can be kind of a little trickier to grasp. So what I want you to do is picture yourself at kind of the weight or the energy level or whatever your goal is. Picture yourself there and picture how your life is different there. And I want you to really figure out what the things are that you are doing that are different from what you're doing now on a daily basis there. But I really want you to do this with a real big focus on your emotions as you're thinking of them. So for somebody who's been overweight, they might think of themselves at, you know, their goal weight, and they may think that one of the things that they'd really want to do is go bikini shopping and just be able to buy any one of those bikinis because they all look fucking fabulous. But for that person, they have probably built up so much stress and anxiety and frustration and hurt feelings and everything else from the experience of bathing suit shopping that may not actually feel good. That may not actually feel attainable or easy or feel in some way, it's probably going to carry some kind of a negative emotion. So just drop that for now. Know that you will get there and you will be able to do that, but that's not what today is about focusing on. So just find anything that you can in that experience, and basically that future promised experience. You can get there. So that future promised experience, try and figure out what you would be doing differently and only focus on the things that feel truly, fulfillingly, all over your body, confidently positive. And if there is anything that you think of that doesn't feel right or you can't quite get there emotionally right now, then know that you will, but drop it for now. Don't build any more momentum. Don't try and force yourself to get there. Don't try and anything else. So whatever you can kind of focus on, even if it's just one thing that you can focus on right now because you feel so far away from what your goal is, then focus the heck out of that one thing, and you can find more like it later on, and you can do this exercise every day, and eventually you will start to find more and more. And when you do this, the key behind it is that you are setting your mind up to be that person. And what's really, really cool about this is that your mind cannot tell, or your body cannot tell, what you're imagining versus what is real. So if you're watching a stressful TV show, one of the most fascinating things is that your body actually thinks that you are in that situation. It can't tell that you are just watching something and that there is no threat to you. You will have stress hormones enter your bloodstream. You will have, you know, the stress reactions. You'll slowly burn yourself out if that is all you're watching every single day. But in the same way that that is a kind of negative spiral coming from, you know, stressful things, you can actually think yourself into a really positive place. And when you think ahead to what you will be doing and the things that feel really fully, completely good to you, and by that I mean you're not BSing yourself on any level, and you should be able to feel what that's like just because you were somebody who either wanted or downloaded or found this call, just by that, and made it here to this point in it, you're probably somebody who can tell when you're kind of making a decision that isn't like 100% what you feel you should actually be doing versus a decision that you're fully, fully aligned for and feeling good for. So when you do fully feel good and you are ahead basically in time to where you want to be, where your goal is, what you can achieve, and what you will be doing with that energy, then you trick your body and your mind for the way, way, way amazingly better. Because if I can hold myself and not doubt, so that's the next piece, is to not actually doubt when you have done this, that like, oh, I'm not there yet. Let those things go, man. You got to get forward. But when you don't doubt and you can actually hold yourself ahead, then you are going to feel inspired to go and work out. You are going to feel inspired to eat healthy. And that is what is going to make this easy. It is easy because in some way, somehow in your body, you are already that person and nobody else could ever be that person. You are that person already because it came from you. There is no other person who could be at that goal with the set of experiences that you have had in your life standing truer at that point than you can. So in that way, when you're already partway there and a big way there because you've actually figured out what you wanted and you've actually gotten real with yourself as to why you haven't been there yet, and then you can stand in the feeling of the cool things that you're going to do. And it all comes down to the cool things you want to do, because nobody just wants to be a certain weight. There is always a deeper thing that they want to do at that weight or at that confidence level or at that strength or at that energy or whatever else that they've actually deeper than their goal wanted to hit, which is why we did the first part of this. But when you can believe in any part of you that you're actually already there, then you're going to act in the habits of that person already. So let me repeat that again. When you are feeling like you're already in part at your goal, then there are things that your future self at that goal would be doing on a regular basis. And probably if you're going for a certain health goal, then one of those things is going to be exercise. One of those things is probably going to be drinking enough water. And one of those things is going to be eating well enough to fuel yourself. And what's amazing about this is that there is always love at the bottom of this that we've got to uncover. When you decide to change for the better in any way, whether health or life or otherwise, it is because at some level you are opening to the fact that you are lovable and you are choosing, maybe for the very first time, to actually nurture and love yourself like you are worth it, because you're realizing that you are in fact worth it.